Free Talk Live, hour number two, here till 10 o'clock Eastern Time, so plenty of time for your calls if you make it. 800-259-5791. That's 1-800-259-5791. It's Ian here with you.
And Jason.
And Manwich.
And, of course, you can join us online at freetalklive.com, where we've got the archives, last 6 days of the show. As a matter of fact, fully archived and described. And if you scroll down past day six, you'll find a link to our friends over at downloadradio.org, and they'll literally provide you with months of the show for free. All of it is on the house at freetalklive.com.
And Free Talk Live is brought to you by the Free State Project. Now, what's the Free State Project? Your only chance for liberty in your lifetime. For more information about the Free State Project, you can call 1-888-532-4604. That's 1-888-532-4604, or you can log on at freestateproject.org.
Now, here on Free Talk Live, not only are we huge fans of the Free State Project, but every single one of us are members of the Free State Project.
That's right.
Yes,
which
we are.
Means we're all going to New Hampshire one of these days in order to help get more liberty in our lifetimes. And that's the state that was chosen to be the Free State. In fact, we've actually got Lauren on the line with us, calling from New London, Connecticut. Lauren, you're a Free State Project member as well.
Hello, Lauren.
You're here now. We got you.
Great. Yeah, I'll be headed to New Hampshire after things get straightened out here in Connecticut.
Very cool. You kind of have made a pit stop, basically, in New London, Connecticut. You are a super activist. I've got to say you're one of my heroes, Lauren, for being able to do what you've done, which is basically stand up to the cops. Not only just stand up to them, but refuse to follow every order they gave you, for the most part. I mean, you were arrested in a town meeting. You were trying to get into a town meeting. You were arrested for occupying a stairwell and refusing to obey their orders to leave. And when you got into the precinct, you refused to be fingerprinted. They added on another charge of refusal of fingerprinting, or whatever they call it. And then they took you to court for an arraignment. And at that point, and by the way, when they're transporting you from place to place, you are refusing to do anything voluntarily. They are having to pick you up, literally with four cops. They're having to place you in. I saw photos of you in a wheelchair, for instance. I guess they decided to get you a wheelchair because it made you easier to cart around.
Yeah, they were so pitiful. They would look at me inside the paddy wagon and said, "Okay, come out now. Okay, come out now. Oh, please, please come out now."
The cops beg.
Yes, they were pitiful. They were going, "My back, my knee, I can't do this. Please come out."
Lauren, if you really loved freedom, you'd start eating as much food as possible.
I'm a lightweight. They were picking me up, you know. One guy could pick me up.
Yeah, what would they have done if you were 300 pounds?
They would have, who knows?
Yeah, right? Yeah, well, anyway, so you were taken to your arraignment. Again, you aren't speaking. You aren't moving without them, you know, literally picking you up and moving you. And so they had to wheelchair you into the court. When you arrived in the court, what was it like?
Yeah, well, since they just plopped me down at the side of the court, I wasn't in, couldn't quite hear the judge, and mm-hmm. I couldn't quite, you know, see what the proceedings were happening.
Right.
And the prosecutor said, since she hasn't told us who she is, we ask that, you know, you increase the bail. And I was thinking, okay, so you have no evidence against me. That means you should increase the bail? That seems like opposite. If you have no evidence, then you should decrease the bail.
They probably just wanted you to speak up and say something, but you refused. And
they had my, you know, my wallet and all my driver's license. They knew my correct name and everything, but they were
certainly
just trying to say that how uncooperative I was.
Right. They wanted to get something out of you. And the coverage of this, by the way, you had some coverage in the local Connecticut newspaper. It was kind of mixed, I think, at best. But according to the coverage, they were frustrated by you. I mean, not only just the cops frustrated trying to move you, the judge didn't really know what to do with you. I mean, do you think they'd ever seen somebody as non-cooperative as you? But
well,
as calm, as peaceful and non-cooperative as you.
I was astounded. I didn't realize that no one had ever tried this before. And they seemed like completely confused at my behavior.
Right. They didn't know how to handle it. So all they figured, well, let's double her bail and throw her back in the clink. Basically, was what they did. And I'm sure they've had plenty of non-cooperative but violent and angry people in the past. But they didn't know what to do about you. So they doubled your bail. You again refused to speak. You didn't talk to the judge. You didn't even talk to the attorney. At what point did they send you an attorney?
My my very generous landlord, Bill von Winkle, one of the Kilo 7, he sent an attorney for me, and she said she would represent me, but that I should get up and walk, and they shouldn't drag me anymore. But when she saw that I was being dragged and non-cooperative, she withdrew from the case.
Interesting. Mm. So, you were taken out. Your bail was doubled from $5,000 to $10,000. Now, had anybody approached you about, were you able to see any visitors, I guess, the whole time you were in jail?
No, no visitors at all.
Just the lawyer.
No phone calls, no letters, no...
Right, because
no
you'd have to beg them.
Nothing.
You'd have to beg them if you wanted a phone call, right?
I wasn't going to do that, yeah.
Right.
Well, to get a visitor, they'd have to carry her to the visitation room, and they're not going to do that.
That's a good point. So
near the end, I did have a visitor from the reporter from the local paper.
Right, and you actually spoke to that guy a little bit.
Yes.
All right, so you're back in jail. They locked you back up, and, I mean, again, you were non-cooperative. You didn't really do anything in there. How did you pass the time? What was it like? I mean, this was your first time in jail. Do you have any reflections on the experience? Anything you would have done differently had you known what you know now?
No, I'd like to have weighed more to be more of a burden on the police, but the acoustics are great in prison. Your voice echoes really nicely, and if you sing or hum or anything, it sounds really nice.
Oh, so you were humming to yourself then?
Yes.
Gotcha. Now, you ended up going to court and pleading. Did you plead guilty or something like that? What exactly? How did you get out of jail anyway? Tell us that story.
Finally, the trial arrived, and the prosecutor offered me a deal where I would not have to plead guilty, because I was not going to plead guilty, but I would be charged with an infraction, is what they called it, which is a smaller crime than a misdemeanor.
Huh.
That seemed pretty reasonable to me, so I took it. I'm kind of regretting that I didn't go to trial and call witnesses and things, but my husband was so distraught. I had to...
Well, you're still in New London, and the situation is definitely not over there, so who knows? This might not be your last time in jail, because you're not leaving New London until what? What is your parameter? What are your parameters? When are you going to leave New London?
Either the property owners get their deeds back, or the whole place is bulldozed, then I'll leave.
So it's one or the other, one way, one extreme or the other. And we know the city government and the NLDC does not want to give these property owners their deeds back. They've already taken the deeds. I mean, the NLDC is possessing them. Now they're just trying to get the people to actually leave, to physically leave their property. So you're going to be one extra warm body, one extra person occupying one of these properties that the city wants to destroy. Did you lose your job while you were in jail?
No. Fortunately, I had talked with my employer before that I said I was a political activist and that I was in the imminent domain fight, and that he said, that's okay, we'll keep you anyway.
Wow. That's great. That's cool. Really cool. So, I mean, your landlord obviously was on your side. He's one of the seven owners, so you've got your apartment still, you've got your job still, you're back out, you're a semi-free person like the rest of us are, and
pretty much none the worse for wear. That's pretty good.
Yeah, 15 days. What was the food like?
Well, if you act up, they put you in the mental ward, and that's where they had me.
Oh. Wow.
So I was, in solitary confinement the whole time. I wasn't able to leave the room at all. And
wow. And you weren't acting up. You were just not doing anything.
Yeah.
You just weren't cooperating. So I have a couple more questions for you, Lauren, and I know I'm sure these guys will be able to dig one up. If you've got a question, can you hang on for one more segment?
You bet.
Cool. 1-800-259-5791. Super activist Lauren Canario from New London, Connecticut. She's got some huevos, this girl. I mean, to refuse to cooperate from direct orders from the cops. I think we could all learn a thing or two from her. So we'll ask her more about her techniques coming up.
On the average, Americans work between 45 to 50 years, hoping to build up enough wealth to retire and live out their golden years. Unfortunately, with taxation, the rising cost of food, energy, housing, and medical, many retirees are forced to live below the poverty line. Is this a flaw-free enterprise, or is our monetary unit we call the Federal Reserve Note forcing us into perpetual debt, ensuring inflation and higher taxes? These questions and more can be answered by reading G. Edward Griffin's book, The Creature from Jekyll Island. Congressman Ron Paul states it's what every American needs to know about central bank power. A gripping adventure into the secret world of international banking cartel. Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I will give a silver dollar from the early 1900s to anyone who purchases this book. Call 1-800-686-2237 and order a copy today. It's critical that the public be made aware of the system. Call and order your copy today at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
A congressman recently revealed that legislation totaling 2,900 pages and involving more than $1 trillion was available to members of Congress for less than 48 hours to study and consider. That's over 60 pages of legislation per hour. Do you think anyone read the entire bill? I'm Jim Babka with DownsizedDC.org. Consider a proposal buried in a 3,200-page, $388 billion bill, which would have empowered committee chairmen or their agents to examine Americans' tax returns. When this horrible provision came to light, no one claimed to know how it got into the bill. One congressman questioned said, "I didn't write it, I didn't approve it, I wasn't even consulted." If your attorney represented you this way, he might be disbarred. But this is how Congress represents you every day. That's why DownsizedDC.org has created the Read the Bills Act. You can force Congress to read their bills before they pass them at DownsizedDC.org.
So what's in your shampoo, bath soap, and dish soap? Chlorides, dyes, ethanol, sulfates, sodiums, formaldehydes, etc.? Read the labels. Inhaling exposure can lead to coughing, wheezing, shortness of breath, headache, and nausea. Also may be irritating to the skin and mucous membranes and cause you to seek medical help. Perfumes, also known as fragrance on a label, can indicate the presence of thousands of separate ingredients. Now, just by one example, here's what's in my Calben Pure Soap Shampoo. It's all natural, earth-friendly, it contains extra virgin cocoa butter oils and vegetable protein oils. No harsh chemicals, no animal tallow or testing. So what are you waiting for? Call now, 1-800-340-7091, and find out how a family of four can save over $1,000 per year on all their cleaning products with Calben Pure Soaps. Call Calben toll-free at 1-800-340-7091. That's 800-340-7091, or visit CalbenPureSoap.com.
The ideology powering the Democrats and Republicans is not liberalism or conservatism, but globalism. Globalists are concerned with what's good for big business and the American empire, instead of what's fair for the American people. The only antidote to the poison of globalism is nationalism. Start reading the Nationalist Times each month. The Nationalist Times promotes a common sense, intelligent, and passionate alternative to the reigning party line. Published monthly since 1985, the Nationalist Times is a 20-page newspaper featuring outstanding writers and columnists who don't believe in taboos or sacred cows. Be one of the many thousands of loyal readers of the Nationalist Times. Subscribe now to the Nationalist Times, just $19 for 1 year. That's 50% off the regular price. Send for your $19 subscription to the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, Pennsylvania, 15101. That's the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, Pennsylvania, 15101. Or subscribe online at our website, www.anu.org.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-5791 or go to freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live, 1-800-259-5791. That's 800-259-5791. It's Ian here with you.
And Jason.
And Manwich.
And you can join us online at freetalklive.com. Sign up for the updates list. Whenever there's something fresh to announce about the show, you'll know first because you're on the updates list. And you can go sign up for free, of course, at freetalklive.com. Actually, you can go directly to updates.freetalklive.com. It'll take you right to where you need to be. Updates.freetalklive.com.
It's the Free Talk Live Mouseketeers Club.
No, not really. We're going back to the phones, back to the fun, to Lauren calling from Connecticut, actually specifically New London, Connecticut. You are the woman that we've been reporting on for the past 2 weeks. We've been talking about you. You've been in jail. You've refused to cooperate. Basically, you were non-cooperative. I mean, to the extreme. You would not give fingerprints when they asked you to. You would not get out of the paddy wagon when they begged you to. and they actually had to carry you around. They had to wheelchair you around. You would not talk to the judge. You would not talk to the attorneys. You wouldn't talk to the cops. And they didn't know what to do with you, Lauren. You were mind-boggling to these bureaucrats because they're so used to people being cooperative. I mean, gosh, these people have guns. They're scary. They wear uniforms. But you weren't moved by all their perceived violence, by all of their threats. You literally weren't moved. You wouldn't move for these cops. And I think that you set a great example for people in this country that are considering fighting for liberty, that are considering standing up for their freedoms these days, because we're coming on to that, you know, we're coming on to that revolutionary time, I think, in this country where liberty's being threatened and people need to stand up and do something about it. In this case, you did it. You're a perfect example. You stood up in the, you were trying to get into a town meeting, and they asked you to leave. You didn't. Then they had to literally carry you out, and from that point on, carry you every place they wanted you to go. What would happen, Lauren, if 10% of the people who were arrested did what you did?
Oh, it would completely break down the court system. It would completely break down the prison system, and probably the, you know, the local police jail as well. There's the degree of, you know, cooperation I saw from even, you know, nasty criminals, it seemed to me, that it was completely astounding. I saw people, you know, get on their knees and put their inmates put their arms through the food slot of their door in order to be handcuffed behind their back, and I'm going, are you insane? What are you doing? You're helping them, you know, keep you captive. How
you're making
you
their job easier.
Yeah.
Well, you know, in a lot of it would be insane to do in your case, but most of these people are there for crimes, violent crimes they committed, I would say.
Oh, I'm sure a lot of them are there for drug crimes,
which aren't
violent
yeah.
at all.
Well, you know, they're scared. Those drug
right.
people are just scared.
Absolutely.
They don't understand that it's, they're not even thinking that it's their right. They're so indoctrinated into believing, I've broken the law, I've
yeah.
done something wrong.
Right, and of course they feel like if they don't cooperate, they'll have more charges thrown at them, like you did. I mean, they did throw a few extra charges at you as a result of this. They doubled your bail, as a matter of fact. So people are afraid of that sort of thing. But if they can get beyond that fear, then they could really mess up the system. You told us that they put you in the mental ward, Lauren, and you don't sound crazy to me. You sound like a sensible hero, but they put you in the mental ward because you wouldn't cooperate. Well, yeah, like you were saying, it would break down the whole process. I mean, how many people could they put in the mental ward?
That's
only,
right.
Only so many.
And, so, yeah, they don't just put, you know, insane, screaming, ranting people there. Anyone who acts up, who yells, who doesn't stay quiet when they
right.
say, who doesn't, you know, get up and move when they say, they put them in the ward.
Anybody who doesn't follow orders.
So it isn't so much a mental ward as it is like a prison detention center.
Yeah, like the troublemaker center.
Yeah.
Right. So here's another question for you. When you were standing in the stairwell and you were trying to get into this meeting, had you thought about this in advance, or did you decide right then that you were going to non-cooperate? I mean, how long in advance did you know that if you were ever arrested, this is what you were going to do?
Well, when I decided to move to Connecticut, I decided to, you know, subscribe to that Declaration of Independence where you promise your life, your fortune, and your sacred honor. And once I decided that, I knew that, you know, I might be arrested, I might be, you know, horrible things may happen to me, but it really doesn't matter because I think property rights are more important.
You didn't expect it quite so soon, though, did you?
No, it was a spur-of-the-moment thing, but I knew it could happen.
Yeah,
absolutely. And you're prepared for it now. Now you're experienced. So now if it happens again, I mean, gosh, what do you think they'll do? If they see you at the next protest or something like that, do you think the cops will even want to mess with you anymore after they know that they have to carry you out of there and then put you in a wheelchair and then carry you around some more? I mean, you made their jobs so difficult. Do you think they will even mess with you again?
Experience and talking to the local people, yeah, they will, but so be it.
We'll find out, I guess. What's,
you know, the funny thing is now that they've let her go on an infraction, which
right.
is less than a misdemeanor, I mean, I guess an infraction's like jaywalking.
Yeah, probably.
It sort of shows the rest of them, hey, look, you can do this, stand up for liberty, and get away with it.
Yeah, almost.
It's not hard. It's once you start refusing, your reputation gets around. The police tell the judiciary guards. The guards tell the judge tells everyone else, and the, everyone expects you not to say anything.
Interesting.
Now, I'm curious about something. I've always been curious about this. How does one pass the time while in solitary confinement?
Well, you're alive, so, your mind wanders. You think of things, think of revenge, you think of, your family.
Breaking out.
Yeah, you think of an escape plan.
I'm sure that the logic problem of how to get out of here certainly comes up.
Yeah.
Very cool. Well, Lauren, what's the next step for you? You're going to continue occupying the apartment, I presume, but what's happening there in New London? What's the next step for the area, for the owners, and how are you going to be involved?
Well, there's a group of people running for city council in the next election coming up, and some of them actually occupy some of the property here in the Fort Trumbull neighborhood.
Right. The property owners themselves running for city council. I think that's great.
Are you qualified to run?
I doubt it.
I haven't checked.
Well, you are a hardened criminal.
You already have name recognition.
No doubt. So you're going to be, I presume you're going to be supporting their campaigns?
Yes, we're going to probably do some, speeches and things.
Very cool. Now, are there any open apartments up there for any other activist types who'd like to come up and join the good fight?
You bet. There's more population, and I know of one definite apartment next door that's available right away.
Wow, next door to Lauren Canario, the activist superhero. Very cool. We're so glad that you're part of the Free State Project. Hopefully we can resolve this situation in a positive manner in New London and get you up to New Hampshire sometime soon, because you are a very valuable activist. And thank you for your time tonight, Lauren. Anything else on your mind?
I guess not, no.
Very Thank cool. you. Well, we'd love to hear from you again sometime. And as always, thanks again. 800-259-5791. 1-800-259-5791. I mean, some people were likening her to Gandhi as far as the amount of, non-cooperation.
You know, it's amazing that we're so close to this case, this Kelo case, that just tore apart the Fifth Amendment. It's just terrible what the Supreme Court did, and it amazes me that we've talked to so many of these people that are so involved in this.
But who else is talking to them beyond Free Talk Live?
It's not happening anyplace else in the news. This might as well be a cover-up at this point.
Lauren was getting coverage in Connecticut, but that's it. Nobody, CNN didn't pick up the story. Fox News didn't pick up the story. So we're doing everything we can to bring as much attention to the injustice in this world. And, of course, that is the attack on freedom that's going on a day-to-day basis here. Coffee has been waiting for about an hour to get through. But waiting through all these lady callers here. We're going to try and get to him coming up next at your show. Take control.
We understand that decisions related to health can be overwhelming. That is why at ResearchedHerbs.com we take pride in offering you herbs whose safety and effectiveness have been proven time and time again. For example, did you know that Live 52, the top-selling natural herbal supplement for liver diseases since 1930, is backed by over 300 research studies and clinical trials and prescribed by more than 200,000 health professionals worldwide? In fact, the effectiveness of all the herbs featured on ResearchedHerbs.com, including those for cholesterol, blood pressure, diabetes, arthritis, cirrhosis, and hepatitis, among others, is extremely well documented. Our website, ResearchedHerbs.com, was created to empower you with the information and answers you need to make the right health decisions. Researched and proven herbs at great prices. Visit us online at ResearchedHerbs.com or call 1-800-845-3841 for more information. That's 1-800-845-3841.
Sooner or later, we all have to face it. We live in dangerous times, and the more prepared we are, the better our chances are to survive them. The threat of a terrorist nuclear attack, a dirty bomb, or a nuclear power plant accident, or a nuclear waste spill is something we all face every day. That's why no family should be without the Nuke Alert. Small enough to fit on your keychain, the Nuke Alert monitors for dangerous radiation levels 24/7, and its long-life battery lasts for 10 years. It's made in the USA and is individually accuracy-tested. Your Nuke Alert will let you know if you're entering a contaminated area or if you're being exposed to hazardous hazardous levels of radiation. Call 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829 and order your nuke alert today. Only $16 per year will protect your family for 10 years. And for a limited time, you'll also receive a CD-ROM with thousands of pages of preparedness information. Call 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829 and order your nuke alert today. Nuke alert. Isn't your family worth it?
Cool weather brings cool cars. I don't think so. A cooling system can run too hot or too cold if not prepared for winter. Here's your to-do. Ask your local shop to perform the BG coolant flush. A simple test strip tells if your coolant's protecting the engine from temperature extremes or breaking down and corroding. The BG chemistry cleans the system, then adds new coolant with conditioners. Ask your shop for a BG coolant flush or go to bgfindashop.com. That's bgfindashop.com. Want to know the secret to finding a shop that can keep your car running like new? Find the cleanest shop in town, where cleaning is top priority. Not talking about clean floors, but better shops have those too. I mean shops that have the best training, equipment, and chemistry to clean every air, fuel, and fluid system in your vehicle. Keep it clean, and you don't have to keep replacing parts. Find your clean shop at bgfindashop.com. That's bgfindashop.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-5791 or go to freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live, 1-800-259-5791. You can take control of the show, 1-800-259-5791. It's Ian here with
you. And Jason.
And Manwich.
We're in the midst of the Wednesday night edition here till 10 o'clock Eastern. You can join us online, freetalklive.com, with the live streaming that we have. Broadband version, dial-up version. We have got a stream that will fit you, and of course, they're totally free at freetalklive.com. So, with that, we go to the phones and to the fun, to coffee in Illinois. Coffee, you're on Free Talk Live with the Jason Manwich.
Good evening, gentlemen.
Patient. Good evening. Very patient, Coffee.
Well,
thank
I'll tell you what, if you had kept her on the entire hour, I would have forgiven you. She is my hero.
Really?
She's a great gal.
Oh, man, she's a powerhouse.
What a, talk about huevos, man. Mm. I mean, to be able to look the cops in the eye when they're giving you orders and to just sit there. And make them beg you. Can you imagine how powerful that would feel, even though she was in handcuffs, to have the cops begging you to do what they what they're asking?
What if we had 100 of those? What if we had 1,000 of those?
Yeah, it would be amazing.
10,000?
They wouldn't know what to do. I mean, 1,000 of them spread across the country, let alone, 10 or 100 in one jail.
Right. And I was having a great time listening to you talk about religion, too. That was a lot of fun.
Okay.
It was fun for us as well.
I was thinking that I've done research on it as well, and I had read that Jesus did take a boat all over the place, but if there had been a TSA, he wouldn't have gone anywhere, would he?
Your hair is too long.
Checking his sandals.
Yeah.
You know, Jesus, too good of a guy to travel by air. He wouldn't do it.
You're on the list. What do you mean it's in Aramaic? But
nice
I wanted to talk to you just very briefly about the Social Security number. You started to breach the subject last night.
Okay.
And I believe what you said was it would make you more or less a target.
What we were talking about is somebody called in and said there was some sort of a withdrawal process where you could contact the Social Security Administration and basically file some sort of paperwork, and then you could allegedly withdraw from the program. And that's what I was suggesting could bring some sort of attention to you.
I have done that.
You've done it
really?
All?
I'm the Coffee 7 on the board that explained how I went about that.
Ah, yes. And now, how did you go about it?
Well, I attended a seminar out in Ohio, and then I bought a book that was from that seminar, and I won't name any names. I know you don't like to plug anybody, so, but it is on the BBS I put
right
on my post. Then I wrote letters. I wrote one letter to the IRS, well, several, actually, to the IRS. I wrote one to my congressperson. Various to
the Congress thing.
Yeah.
Right.
And
the basic premise of the letters was what?
Basically that there is no law compelling me to get a Social Security number, therefore I withdraw.
Right.
Because if it's not mandatory, then it must be voluntary.
Of course, it must be.
Sure, and any voluntary contract can be canceled.
Right.
My favorite letter that I got from the IRS, I actually put in a frame. It says that federal courts, this is asking for the law. I said, what is the law that compels me to have a Social Security number? And the last paragraph says, federal courts have consistently ruled against the arguments you have made. So they're not able to cite a law because there is none. There's IRS code, and I won't go into how that affects you, but not me.
I see.
And then the last sentence says, therefore, we will not respond to future correspondence concerning these issues.
Interesting.
And so that's the last I've heard from them.
Did you get anything back from the Social Security Administration?
No, because they absolutely will not respond to you.
I see.
But that's not the point. I mean, the point is,
why bother going through the paperwork? I mean, if you're not going to get a response, why not just burn your Social Security card and forget about it?
Because you have to signal your intent. Just like your driver's license. If you were to walk in the driver's license bureau and say, here, I don't want this anymore, then their records would show that you are no longer surrendered. You had surrendered your driver's license.
Right. Here's my concern, Coffee. When you posted the link to the guy whose book you read in the seminar you attended, I immediately, my guard went up, and immediately I said, I used the Mark Sanders term of the Patriot Movement, P-A-Y-T-R-I-O-T. These people that claim, oh, we know how you can get out of the Social Security program. Just send us $1,000 and you can come to one of our seminars or buy our $70 book. And it just seems to me that if these people really wanted people to get this information, it'd be available for free. You wouldn't have to go and get the book. You could buy it if you wanted it, if you wanted maybe more information, but the basic info, I would think, would be spreading like wildfire.
On,
you shouldn't have to pay for something
like this.
On a level
playing field where everyone's a humanitarian, that's true.
Mm-hmm.
But this world is made up of all different kinds, and that gentleman, he's not the first person that I considered.
Mm-hmm.
I did a lot of study on a lot of different things before I attended the seminar, and I recognized the fact that what I would get for free was actually the same value. What I would get from him was exactly what I was looking for. And it is. I mean, it's just exactly what I was looking for, and it does work. So I'm not certainly against paying for something that's worth that same amount.
I think that I have no problem with paying for things that are worth something. It's just that products like this, the products that make these claims that everybody wants to hear, oh, yeah, you can get out of the Internal Revenue Service, oh, yeah, you can get out of Social Security, products that make those claims and then, you know, they may or may not work is the question.
Well,
I think releasing that information publicly and spreading it like wildfire would still result in book sales. It would still result in people voluntarily supporting you. Like, for instance, if this guy released that info, I came across it, used it to my benefit, and I come back and say, oh, my gosh, this really does work. Dude, you saved me $10,000. I'll give you $100.
Tell you that the seminar that I went to, and I see your point. However, we're bordering on the conversation about intellectual property, whether it's worth it or not.
Right.
I sat through his seminar, and it was 10 hours, and my bum went to sleep.
Aches.
I'm telling you,
mm-hmm.
But it lit my head up. I could not believe everything that I was told. And I'm a study nut. I mean, I'm a high school dropout, but I'm one of those people that just absolutely will not leave things alone if I think there's something to it.
I believe the term is autodidact.
Yes.
One who teaches himself.
Self-taught, yes.
Okay. But I have studied everything, and I've done the research for myself that he claims is true and found it also to be true.
Hmm.
I have not found one thing that wasn't true, and I would leave it up to everybody else. I mean, if you want to follow the same course of study, study it for yourself.
Is there a simple version? I mean, is there a one-hour version? Do you have to spend so much time researching? Can't you just release the paperwork and have people send the stuff in?
You mean the Reader's Digest version?
Yeah.
People don't have this kind of time.
Actually, it's true. I got by the cheap way. I did it the hard way, but the cheap way. I studied under him, and then I did a lot of legwork myself.
Mm-hmm.
You can actually have him do it for you, and it'll cost you about $3,000.
That's outrageous. I'm sorry. Coffee, that's crazy. People don't have that kind of money.
Well, no, I didn't. That's why I did it myself.
I see what you're saying.
And it worked out the same. It worked out the same, except now I've got money for cheeseburgers.
Oh, there you go. That's good to know. What I'd like to see happen is just somebody just to release. I mean, if there really is some sort of form. Did you just write a letter, or was there some sort of form you had to file?
No, actually, I wrote a letter, and there is a certain wording that has to be. I've opted out of a bunch of things, and
mm-hmm.
we've signaled our intent to all the agencies now, and they know where we stand, and we're not being messed with. Now, just in closing, let me say that it could be, given what the Patriot Act is all about, I'm sure we're aware that if they want to label you an enemy combatant of this country, then they're going to, by God, get you, one way or the other, regardless if you have a legal standing or not.
Coffee, have you seen any benefits
to withdrawing? I mean,
just in my conscience, I know that I'm doing the right thing. So.
Okay.
It just seems a lot easier to burn the damn Social Security card, but I do appreciate your approach, Coffee, and I appreciate you posting the info on our bulletin board system. Call us again sometime, man. Thanks for your patience tonight. 800-259-5791. I'll keep my $3,000 and, use it for something more fruitful. I just think that's it. I think that kind of a price is crazy. I mean, if this really is good information,
well, it seems like a fine service.
It should be all over the place.
You can live for weeks without food and days without water, but without oxygen, you would be dead in minutes. Oxygen is truly the breath of life. Where oxygen is abundant, disease cannot live. But where oxygen is deficient, disease will thrive. Are you getting enough oxygen? If you spend much time indoors or live in an urban area, you're probably oxygen deficient and don't even know it. This makes you vulnerable to all types of chronic disease, as well as undue emotional stress. Clearly, increasing your body's oxygen level without negative side effects is critical to attaining good health and a sense of well-being. This is especially true for smokers, those with respiratory disorders, athletes, and all health-minded individuals. The Unmedical Miracle Oxygen is a book that will show you safe, easy ways to increase your body's oxygen level. Get it now for just $14.95 with free shipping by clicking the blue and white oxygen banner at GCNLive.com or call toll-free 888-224-7416. That's 888-224-7416.
What's the worst thing about listening to the radio? The commercial breaks are too long. As you know, advertising is what keeps radio free. But as time has gone on, the commercial breaks have seemed to get longer and longer. These days, most talk shows have at least 16 minutes per hour of commercials. Free Talk Live is no exception. We've come up with an exciting way to reduce the amount of time spent on commercials, increase the amount of showtime, and help us spread the message of liberty around the world. We're calling it AMP. It stands for Advertise, Market, and Promote. We're asking you for $3 a month to help AMP Free Talk Live at amp.freetalklive.com. If we can raise enough money per month, we'll reduce the commercial time by at least 25%. Plus, you can feel good knowing that the dollars you're contributing will be going towards promoting the show and helping us get on more radio stations around the country. If you believe in this show and want to help others find the message of liberty and wouldn't mind 25% less commercial time, please go to amp.freetalklive.com now and help us amp Free Talk Live. Again, that's amp.freetalklive.com.
Let's face it, we know that we're less than perfect when it comes to our diets. We all eat sugar, saturated fat, salt, probably don't get the exercise we should, and we all have to deal with daily stress. And all the vitamins and supplements in the world won't help you if your immune system is compromised because of our less than perfect eating habits and lifestyles. That's why Agaricus Bio is the number one dietary supplement that you should consider an absolute must if you're going to take any at all. The immune system is your body's first line of defense against disease, and Agaricus Bio strengthens and supports your immune system. That's why it's become the most popular immune support system for people and pets in Japan. A one-month supply of Agaricus Bio is only $34.95, and that's a small price to pay considering the alternatives. Call 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829, or visit thepowermall.com. How many times have you heard about people taking vitamin C and other vitamins and supplements to fight a cold? Well, with Agaricus Bio, you might not catch that cold in the first place. Call 877-817-9829 or visit thepowermall.com and order today. Agaricus Bio, because healthy is what you want to be.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-5791 or go to freetalklive.com.
Free Talk Live, 800-259-5791. You can take control of the show and bring up, well, whatever you want, whether it be a political issue, a personal problem. It's Ian here with you.
And Jason.
And Manwich.
And, of course, you can join us online at freetalklive.com. Where we've got all kinds of good stuff. I think that our auction is close to being done. I think it's going to end sometime shortly after the show is over. You can go and cast your bid over at auction.freetalklive.com. We are auctioning off the top, not the top banner, but the third banner on our website. And you can get it on the cheap. Last time we looked, man, which it was like $20. The bid was at $20.
Yeah, I think it was at $25 last time I looked.
Really?
It's $25 now.
So $25 gets you third 47
banner. 47 minutes, 32 seconds.
I mean, that's still a sweet deal.
Neil got us in the lead.
There you go. So cast your vote, or not vote, cast your ballot, not your ballot. Buy something at auction.freetalklive.com. So we're talking about Social Security.
Don't see Ian get tongue-tied too often.
Social Security numbers. We had Coffee come on the show a moment ago, and Coffey was talking about this big process, you know, that you have to learn all this stuff, like to get rid of your Social Security number, because most of us get a Social Security number because our parents just love us so much that they sign us up for one when we get born, and so we're sort of born into the system. Personally, I would have really appreciated if my parents hadn't done that and would have liked to have made the choice for myself. But Coffey was saying that you can go through this process, you can, you know, send letters to the Social Security Administration and have them know, give them the, let them know that you have the intention to, I guess, rescind your number. And man, what you asked the question during the break, well, who cares if you have a number?
Doesn't bother me. I mean, stop taking the money out of my paycheck would make me happier. Mm-hmm. But I really don't care if they've got a number and they're tracking me or whatever. I'm not scared of anything.
Well, it's tough. First off, I mean, it's tough to live in the, I guess, real world, so to speak, without a Social Security.
I imagine
number.
It really is.
I wanted to ask Coffey, and maybe the next time we have him on the phone, you know, do you have a bank account? How do you go about getting a mortgage? What do you do? How do you do these things that, for the most part, require a Social Security number? I mean, we've had people tell us that you can really just sort of, I don't know, be like a stone when people ask you for your Social Security number and just completely refuse to give it. And maybe if you have enough money to put a big down payment on something, maybe they won't care if that's the case. But I think that if you live an average life,
mm-hmm.
if you don't have a lot of money in the bank, there are some things that you just have to have one of those things for. In which case, you know, it's not originally it wasn't supposed to be used for identification purposes, but if you have to have one to open a bank account, well, then you have to have one. Just because you have a number, I don't think necessarily, I mean, if what he was saying is true, he said it was a voluntary thing. He said that Social Security is totally voluntary. And from what we've seen, that's absolutely true.
Yeah, right.
So if it is totally voluntary, well, maybe I'll volunteer to use the number for identification purposes for my bank. Does that mean I'm volunteering into paying into Social Security? No. I'm just using the number to open a bank account.
Do you know what I mean?
I think that, you know, if you can prevent your money from going to Social Security, then that's a good thing.
You
if you can convince your boss to not take it out of your paycheck, then you've won.
Yeah.
That's the fight that I would want to win. That's the fight that I would want to spend time researching and working on, is convincing my my boss at work, if I had one, to stop taking the money out of my check.
I would think that the easiest way to do that is, hey, boss, want to save 7.5% on this employee? I'm going to give you a discount.
Right.
Stop taking Social Security out of my paycheck. You'll have to stop paying in 7.5%. I'll stop paying in 7.5%. We'll split the difference.
The trick there is finding a boss who's got the cojones to do that sort of thing. The boss who is willing to take that risk. I mean, because they're going to see that as a risk. You know, they're going to be not complying with the government's orders and rules in order to save themselves 7.5%. Is
sure.
it worth
yeah.
it?
I would say it's worth it.
I would say it's worth it if you're a patriot, if you're somebody that believes in freedom and liberty, but plenty of people aren't. So
you won't find a business owner, you won't find a non-independent business owner who will go in for this these sort of backdoor shenanigans.
Right, like a corporate, like a,
right.
and a Kmart or Walmart or
they're not gonna do
coffee
that.
House or something like
yeah,
that.
Exactly. Yeah.
So you definitely have your work cut out for you if you want to get out of the system, but if you're willing to do it, I think, you know, it absolutely can be done from what we've seen.
Since most people do have Social Security numbers, don't give it away to just everybody. I mean, I made the mistake of giving
Absolutely.
It to the blood bank. The blood bank tracks me by my Social Security number. You know, and I could refuse to give it to them now, but what good would it do? They're just going to look me up by my name and then find out what my Social Security number is. And
right.
I don't think they use it for anything other
no.
than this is how they look.
Just tracking.
Yeah, just tracking.
Well, they know that people have them. They know that people are used to giving them up for all manner of, you know, I shouldn't have to give one for any reason beyond maybe a bank account. I mean, really, if you're opening up an account with the power company, whether it be the cable company, all these people want Social Security numbers. And so you're saying, man, just use some discretion. If you're going to have one, use some discretion as to who you give it to.
Sure, because your Social Security number really can get you in trouble as far as identity theft goes.
Absolutely.
And it is so difficult to get that undone.
Yeah, to fix identity theft, no doubt about it. And you don't know the clerk.
Yeah, and the thing is you're not supposed to have to give it out. So
right.
give them trouble every time they ask for it.
Don't give it to
I
them.
I do.
I would be willing to, you know, pay an extra deposit down if that's what it took to not have to give out my Social Security number. Or better yet, we're actually in the midst, you and I, man, which we're reading a pretty cool book. It's called The Freedom Outlaws Handbook by Claire Wolfe. And we'll be talking more about it once we finish reading it. But one of the cool little suggestions she has in there, she has a bunch of Social Security suggestions, and she realizes that some people will go to more of an extreme than others when it comes to their Social Security number. But there's this guy that has a personal ID card. that he's made for himself. He basically, you know, printed it out and laminated it, and it says personal ID number. And then on the card, there's a number which looks a lot like a Social Security number, but it's actually not. You can actually run it through a little computer checker online to guarantee that the number you create is not going to be anybody's Social Security number.
But if you keep on using the same number over and over again, even if it's a bogus number, they can track that too.
Sure, somebody could steal the bogus number. That's
so
true.
That becomes, in effect, your Social Security number.
So you could change the number.
Whoopee!
Every time you use
it. Sounds paranoid.
I don't know. Anyway, 800-259-5791. We got an email coming up. Kids. Kids in bankruptcy. If we can fit them in, this is your show. Free Talk Live. Take control.
Janet from JLS Research has been preparing a revolutionary new product. Listeners have been having success with no BO. Now Janet would like to introduce to you her new products, like the Sweet Smell of Success Lotion Bar. Lotion bars are simply a lotion made into a solid bar rather than a liquid. You guys that are opposed to lotion bottles, this handmade bar is just for you. The ladies will also enjoy these lotion bars because of the four oils found in them are considered excellent for all skin types. Best of all, the lotion bars come in fragrances designed both for the ladies and the guys. Also new is the Sweet Smell of Success Handmade Body Soap. This body soap contains no preservatives, detergents, fillers, or chemicals, nor is made with any animal fat. And the skin feels absolutely wonderful. Try the No BO deodorant, lotion bar, and the handmade all-natural soap and enjoy the sweet smell of success today by calling toll-free 1-888-881-NO-BO. That's 1-888-881-6626. Or visit no-bo.com today.
The 2004 Libertarian presidential candidate, Michael Badnarik, is a Free State Project member. The Free Talk Live crew are all members of the Free State Project. Thousands of people from the United States and the world are Free State Project members. What do these individuals know that you don't? We know that you can have liberty in your lifetime. We're all moving to what may be the freest state, New Hampshire. Once there, we will reduce government and expand the free market. You deserve to be free, and we will be free. Join the Second American Revolution. Join the Free State Project. Call 888-532-4604 or visit freestateproject.org. That's 888-532-4604 and freestateproject.org. If you believe in individual freedom, personal responsibility, and limited government, and are ready to do something about it, call 888-532-4604 now. Or log on to freestateproject.org.
Hey, Jack Blood here from Deadline Live. You know, it seems people will steal anything and everything you have. If you have a house with some equity, a car, a truck, RV, there is someone looking for a way to rip it off. And what about those government agencies? You know, the ones, those alphabet agencies. Did you know that they get raises, promotions, and bonuses based on what they see? And they can do it without due process. This is how the establishment has been attaining real wealth for centuries. And now you can learn the secrets that the elite have used for generations. Wealth hiding secrets of the elite are exposed in this best-selling book, Bulletproof Asset Protection. Find out how you can make it look like you have no equity in your property, or make it look like you own no property, and a whole lot more. Order the book and DVD now for one low price. Get Bulletproof Asset Protection now. Call them 888-240-3337. That's 888-240-3337. Or go to assetprotectionteam.com. Tell them you heard it on GCN.
This is Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-5791 or go to freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live, 800-259-5791. Slip your phone call in now if you make it. 1-800-259-5791. It's Ian here with you.
And Jason.
And Manwich.
Wednesday night edition here till 10 o'clock Eastern. So only moments remain. You can join us online at freetalklive.com. We got all kinds of good stuff for you, and all of it is free. The bulletin board system, Shrine of Female Listeners, archives, live streaming, and much, much more. And it costs you nothing. You don't even have to sign up for a membership or anything like that. It's totally free. All we ask from you is, to consider this. Consider the AMP program. It's not mandatory, totally voluntary. All we're asking for is $3 a month. If you've got it, check out the details at amp.freetalklive.com. Now, AMP stands for what, Manwich?
Advertise, market, and promote. And that's what we're asking people to help us do with Free Talk Live.
Exactly.
You love Free Talk Live? You like the ideas that we bring across on the air?
help us with, but to advertise, market, and promote the
help
show.
Help us share this show with as many people as possible. Help us get on as many radio stations as possible. Bring the show worldwide to as many internet listeners as possible. That's literally what we can do with your $3 a month. We've had 99 people join the Amplifier program. In fact, I think we just had our 100th person, I think, came in during the show. I haven't processed that one yet. But now 100 people are Free Talk Live amplifiers. That's bringing us, that's making the difference between a 16th of a page ad and a half a page ad in a major talk radio industry publication.
Yeah.
So it's already making a huge difference for us. When we reach our goal, it'll be making a major difference for us. And once we reach our goal, we'll cut back on our commercial time by 25%. That's our promise to you.
And we have other little breakpoints, too.
Yes, there are some other cool things coming down the line as well for those of you who are amplifiers. So, again, all the details available at amp.freetalklive.com. Just a quick email from Brad. He says, it came up on a recent show, so I thought I'd bring this to your attention. You mentioned that kids are often smarter than people give them credit for. My wife is a fourth-grade teacher in a public school, government-run public school. This makes for an interesting combination because she's also very libertarian-minded. I'm very proud of the fact that she doesn't even make her kids say the Pledge of Allegiance. It's blatant socialist garbage, and she just skips it every day.
That's great.
Yeah, the Pledge of Allegiance is so weird.
Yeah.
Could somebody go online and find the Australian Pledge of Allegiance for me? The English.
There aren't very many other countries that
Pledge of Allegiance. The Canadian Pledge of Allegiance.
I don't think they have a Pledge of Allegiance.
I don't think there is anything.
I mean, they have their own respective anthems.
Right. I don't think they sing them in the morning at school, though.
Perhaps the Nazis had a Pledge of Allegiance. I don't think that anybody else did.
It's a great question. If we have a large international audience, if anybody in our international audience can say that there is such a thing as a pledge in your country, we'd love to hear from you. You can email us at ftl@freetalklive.com. Anyway, the rest of Brad's email, he says she had a girl in her class. Remember, this is fourth grade, so that's like 8, 9 years old. Ask a very good question the other day. The girl asked, the Constitution's the rules of our country, right? My wife answered with a reluctant, right. She wasn't sure whether the girl was going to run with a question, and she didn't know if it was the time to dive into the full scope of the response. It was off topic from what they were talking about, and it can be a very involved answer. The girl followed up with, it really isn't always followed, is it? Of course, my wife said, no, it isn't. And Brad says, if a child as young as a fourth grader can see that our country is in bad shape, if a fourth grader can realize that the Constitution isn't always followed, if they can grasp that concept at age 8 or 9, why is it that the average American adult can't see it? Asked Brad. Why is it that the fourth grader gets it? And Joe Sixpack,
because Joe Sixpack's been inundated, well, this is the law. And the Constitution has to be followed. Of course it's followed. Why wouldn't it be followed?
He's had more time to be brainwashed, is what you're saying.
Indeed.
We are done for tonight, and we'll be back tomorrow night at 8 o'clock Eastern Time. It's been Ian here with you.
And Jason.
And Manwich.
Of course, in the meantime, you join us online at freetalklive.com. Join all the fun there. And don't forget to bid on our banner at auction.freetalklive.com and amp the show at amp.freetalklive.com. See you tomorrow night.
Are your Federal Reserve notes looking for a safe haven? Mine found it in precious metals. Not paper promises, but actual gold in my possession. It is liquid, it is private, it owes no one, it cannot go bankrupt, and it maintains its purchasing power. Find your answer at Midas Resources. That's 1-800-686-2237. The answer is at 1-800-686-2237.
Are you paying?